Hello and welcome to this episode of the Coached by Halls podcast, a podcast that I hope will help you to live healthier and happier while still enjoying a fun-filled life. A little bit late on the release of this episode today, I have just got back from a weekend visiting my best friends in the Netherlands. It was actually my Christmas present from Ryan. I knew we were going on, of course, my voice has started to go as soon as I start recording the podcast. One second. So yeah, it was actually my Christmas present off Ryan. I knew I was going on a weekend away, but I didn't know where. And he didn't actually tell me until I got into the airport on Friday. And he's like, give me your phone a second. I was like, okay. And he asked my friend Mel to FaceTime me. And like, you're coming to see us. They moved to the Netherlands last year and it was the best weekend. I had so much fun. Anyway, on with today's episode. This episode is for, well, anyone really, because everyone at some point struggles with negative self-talk. But more so for those who really struggle with negative self-talk. It's something I have struggled with. It's something a lot of my clients struggle with too. The reason for our negative self-talk can vary. For some, it might be because of social media and this idea that we need to be perfect or look a certain way. We tend to compare ourselves a lot to people that we see on social media. And then when we don't look like these people, then again, negative talk starts to creep in. Maybe negative words have been spoken to you whilst growing up and those negative words have stuck with you. Or maybe an adult friend or relationship has spoken negative words to you again, causing them to stick with you. Words hurt, and we need to remember that. Whatever the reason, you do not deserve it. You don't deserve the negative self-talk that you speak to yourself. You deserve to appreciate and feel happy in your own skin. You deserve to look in the mirror and feel grateful for your body. You deserve to feel confident and content with who you are as a person. And I think this technique will actually really help with that. But before we go into it, please, please, please remember, your body doesn't define you. How you look doesn't define you. If you were to ask your closest friends to name three things they love about you, I guarantee they would name like personality traits. So maybe that you're a really caring person, or that you're really kind, or that you're hilarious. 9 times out of 10, they are going to list personality traits and won't even think about a physical feature. Your body will change over the years. That's something we are just going to have to accept. But your worth won't. In fact, I actually think that your worth increases as you get older. So to help stop the negative self-talk and start the journey to feeling happy in your body, start referring to and talking to your body as a her, as a person, someone separate from you and from your mind. You wouldn't speak to your best friend or your partner or a family member the way you speak to yourself sometimes. So why do we think it's okay to speak about ourselves so negatively? Well, it isn't. So let's start treating your body as your best friend. Because your body allows you to literally see, smell, taste, and hear. She allows you to walk, dance, hug people, go to the gym. She keeps you alive all day, every day, without you even having to think about it. Imagine if another person was doing that for you all day, every day. How much would you appreciate them? Do you want your best friend to be the healthiest version of themselves? Yes. So choose nourishing foods to nourish your body, to nourish your new best friend. Choose to move her, build her strength, and stretch her. Go to a yoga class, Pilates class, to help her to feel good. Because when you're stronger, day-to-day life is easier. When you get to a yoga class or stretch, you're likely to have less aches and pains. That's just another way you can be kind to your new best friend, your body. Choose to speak kindly of her because she is your best friend, and you would quite literally be nothing without her. A short but sweet one there, but quite a little simple tip that really can make a huge difference. So treat your body as a person, treat your body as a she, and treat her as your best friend. And I really hope you find that tip useful. If you do, please, please, please drop me a message. Let me know how you get on with it. Like always, I would absolutely love it if you guys could share the podcast with others, tag me on your Instagram stories, share with other people, because my goal is always to help as many people as possible live healthier, feel happier, and more confident in their body. Thank you so much for listening. Okay, love you. Bye.